Good morning. You are listening to WNUR FM, Evanston, Chicago. We begin the jazz program with Conference of the Birds, which, to remind you, faithful listener, seems to be the new name for the show. I was actually not on last week, but the week before I came in and decided to try that. And it kind of still feels like trying on a costume or something like that, because I don't have a history of having a show with an identity. But this morning as I was walking in, the birds were making their noise outside, and I thought, I do like this name. Speaking of birds making their noise, I don't think I'm going to revive 50s hipster talk, but Jimmy Giuffre, great clarinetist, passed away last week. We'll probably honor his music today on the show, because there's a lot of great stuff, and I guess WKCR did an all-day marathon yesterday. But since I didn't hear it, I'm not overloaded. And there's a lot of great Jimmy Giuffre music anyway, so it would take a lot to overload. But before that, here's a new one from the library. And I don't really know that much about it, but I like Wayne Horvitz, so that drew my eye to it. It's an interesting instrumentation for Mr. Horvitz. He's joined by cello, cornet, and bassoon. So it seems like that kind of maintains the chamber music feel of Conference of the Birds to keep us in that mood for a little while. So here we have from the Wayne Horvitz Gravitas Quartet, this is A Fond Farewell. Thank you. We have music there from the duo of Johnny Diani on bass and Mel Waldron on piano. That comes from the album Some Jive Ass Boer, which, if you didn't know that Johnny Diani was from South Africa, is a little bit better understood. It was recorded live at Jazz Unité in France. Before that, we had the duet of Marty Ehrlich and Myra Melford. Their album Spark was one of my favorites last year. In fact, I just recently received my own copy from my WNUR Phonathon premiums. Speaking of which, if you haven't gotten your premiums, let us know. But for those of you who have gotten them, we hope that you're enjoying them and thinking fondly of us. And we thank you for your contribution and your support. Yes, Marty Ehrlich, Myra Melford, the album Spark on Palmetto Records. And before that, we had the Wayne Horvitz Gravitas Quartet with, on cello, Peggy Lee, on cornet, Ron Miles, and Sarah Shanebeck on bassoon. Wayne Horvitz on piano. That's a new album out on Songlines Records from British Columbia. Okay, this is The Jazz Show on WNUR. The number in the studio is 847-866-WNUR if you'd like to interact. That's 866-9687. You can also use AOL Instant Messenger with the screen name WNURDJ. And you can see tracks as they're played, Twittered live, more or less in real time, when I get around to it, at twitter.com/WNURDJ. I mentioned earlier that clarinetist Jimmy Giuffre passed away last year. He had had Parkinson's and had come down with pneumonia, complicated somewhat by his other conditions. So in some ways, perhaps a blessing, he was not in the finest of health, but we have a great legacy of music to look back on and to thank him for. So we'll be dipping into that music at least a little bit today. I don't think it's going to be a complete marathon, but there's a lot to like. Also some stuff sort of influenced by or inspired by. What we have right now is an album mostly credited to Jimmy Giuffre and André Jaume, who is kind of his Bosworth, is it? I don't know the literary allusion well enough. I think the guy who sort of helped Jimmy Giuffre come back into some prominence after a while out of action. And also guesting on here, Joe McPhee, Poughkeepsie-based saxophonist who himself was a great influence on our own Ken Vandermark and who looks back himself to Jimmy Giuffre as a major inspiration for music, among many others, I'm sure. The tune we have from this album called River Station is just Jimmy Giuffre and André Jaume, and the track title is Jeux Libre. Thank you. That was music from the Free Fall Trio. Ken Vandermark on clarinet, Ingebreit Hokerflaten on bass, and Håvard Vik on piano. The album is called Furnace. Free Fall. The track we heard is Into the Air for Eric Dolphy. And that comes after a track from the original album, Free Fall, from which this band takes its name, which was Jimmy Dufree on clarinet, Paul Blay on piano, and Steve Swallow on the bass. We heard Dichotomy from that album from 1963.